We venture down to New Zealand, where in March this year, Kiwis narrowly voted to retain the national flag, which incorporates our union flag, of course, that's fluttered from its flagpoles down under since the 1800s, faced fierce competition from the alternative design, which featured a silver fern instead of the union flag. Part of the reason for wanting a change was the similarity with the Australian flag. As New Zealand's Prime Minister John Key explains here in their Vote for Change promotional video.
I thought I might just take a moment to run you through the case for why I think change is important.
There's just a huge confusion factor. I'm at an international meeting and they sit me down in front of the Australian, you know, flag. It's not funny, it happens all the time.
So why did this one go to a referendum then?
Well, I mean, it was thought to be an important national issue, but one that political parties didn't necessarily want to be associated with, and particularly didn't want to be associated with being on the losing side. I mean, if they got this wrong, I mean, I know comparisons with Australia is something that New Zealand were trying to avoid, but you know, Australia had a referendum to choose their national anthem, their national song. So Advance Australia Fair was the winner in an X Factor style from a referendum.
Excuse me, we're joined by Kyle Lockwood, who designed the unsuccessful new flag, which seems a very unkind thing to say about a flag, Kyle, because it was a lovely design. What was it like being at the centre of this sort of political storm?
Oh, look, it was very interesting. I mean, New Zealand had been talking about updating a flag since, you know, the 1960s. So, and both the Conservative and Labour parties over there had policies in the 2014 election to introduce flag, updating the flag. So, yeah, it was very, very interesting.
So there were not one, but two votes, weren't there, Kyle? Because first of all, didn't you have two flags in the final five?
Well, there was actually two, and I use the word referenda.
Right.
So the first referendum was to pick between five different designs, and that was in December last year. And I had two of my designs in the first referendum.
Well, that's very good to have two in the top five, I must say. You must be a hell of a flag designer, Kyle.
Yeah, possibly. So there were two in that referendum, and it actually came about by an international competition which had about 10,000 entries, which they whittled down to five. And the two that I had were very close to one another. One got 41% and one got 40%. So they were very, very close.
Okay. But I think the one that came first in that wasn't the one that went through to the next round, if you like, because the other one won it on second preferences. So what was the turnout in that referendum? Do you happen to know, in that first one?
The first one, I think, was around about sort of 50%, and the second one was around about 70%.
So that was between yours, between your flag and the existing flag. And
how, that's right.
And how vehement was the debate? Were you getting sort of... Were you getting harangued in the street by the ones who wanted to stay with the existing flag?
Not really. I mean, interestingly, when I was walking around in Wellington and the capital, quite a few people were coming up to me and saying, good on you, you know. So it actually was from my point of view, was quite a positive thing.
I mean, it seems a hell of a lot of fuss. And you, poor chap, you got all these thousands of entries. You got two in the last five and then went the referendum and then... It wasn't chosen in the end. I mean, what an enormous amount of energy. And then who's going to wave your flag?
Well, it's interesting you say that, because just at the All Blacks versus Wales rugby match the other day in Wellington, there were people waving that particular flag. So it still lives on. And, I mean, a million people voted for it. It came out around 44% of the vote. So, it was a good thing.
Oh, that's interesting.
I mean, I think it's a really interesting point that we think of referendums as critical moments where decisions can be taken, but actually they're often part of a process rather than an event. So as we've just heard, you know, if the battle for the flag was lost, but it has its legacy because it's used in sporting occasions, maybe it'll come back in 10, 15 years' time. Anybody who thinks we're going to wake up on Friday morning with a decisive result might be sadly mistaken if they think this issue is going to go away.
It rumbles on. Well, excellent work anyway, Kyle. Lovely talking to you. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
All the best. That's Kyle Lockwood, flag designer.